Calls are growing in South Australia for the state government to bulldoze its youth detention centre in Adelaide, with claims the facility is so outdated it's causing mental illnesses and decreasing the chances of rehabilitation for the children who have been kept there. South Australia's Guardian for Children has described the centre as barbaric, and the Social Inclusion Commissioner says the conditions there are deplorable. A representative from the UN Youth Think Tank has now joined the condemnation of the government's decision in the recent state budget to scrap plans for a new youth prison. Nance Haxton reports from Adelaide.
The McGill Youth Training Centre may be a benign name, but it's essentially a children's prison. About 500 children a year between 10 and 18 years old spend some time there. About half of those are on remand in custody awaiting trial. The centre was built in the 1950s to help troubled youth, but there have been calls to replace it since the 1970s. The South Australian government has announced four times that it was going to build a new facility, but has never progressed beyond the planning stage. South Australia's Guardian for Children, Pam Simmons, says the prison is a blight on the state.
The cells are 2 by 3 metre with a single bunk and no room for a desk or chair. The windows are at 1.5 metres high, so for small children they can't even reach the bottom of the window. It's a very, very sad place.
What would be the ramifications of that sort of environment for people who have to stay there for long term?
It's a good question, because if you think about the profile of the children and young people that are there, many of them have already been traumatised by some child abuse or neglect. And what we're doing is compounding that.
Andrew Patterson used to work in the centre in the 1970s and now sits on the board of the United Nations think tank, the International Centre for the Prevention of Crime. He says the McGill Youth Training Centre fails to meet international standards and the environment harms children's chances of long-term rehabilitation.
We need to provide the sort of accommodation, particularly for young offenders, that makes it easier to offer them options. And McGill Training Centre certainly doesn't do that. I mean, if you can't see daylight, if you can't see through windows, if the accommodation you're in is run down and appalling, then predominantly the message that you're going to receive as an inmate of that institution is that we don't care.
The person ultimately responsible for the centre is Jennifer Rankin, South Australia's Minister for Families and Communities. Her spokesman says that while it's clear that the McGill Youth Training Centre needs to be replaced in time, that decision will be made in the future. He says if the government had the money to build a new centre, it would, but the state budget does not provide for that, and there will be no change of heart. Monsignor David Capo was handpicked by the Premier Mike Rann to be an advisor on social issues. He's also part of the Razor Gang appointed by the government to review next year's budget. But he says the McGill Youth Training Centre is inhumane and should be bulldozed, despite the budgetary pressures.
It is beyond acceptance in a modern society that we have children needing rehabilitation in that sort of environment. So it is clear as anything to me that centre has got to go.
So are you hoping that the state government will consider that? They've ruled out the proposal to build a new centre at the moment, but are you hoping the government will review that?
I realise the government have ruled that out. However, people realise something has to be done. So I am optimistic. I am genuinely optimistic that government will find an innovation. We'll find a way to maintain the integrity of the budget and find our way through this.
What would be the ramifications, do you think, if this centre is left the way it is?
Well, if we just have children left in the centre and this continues, we will see more and more depression and mental illness amongst kids, young people who go through that centre. And we'll see those kids returning to lives of crime.
Monsignor David Capo, South Australia's Social Inclusion Commissioner.